want to propose that both of the parties involved have and provide for some public input.
Skagway wants more public input before considering a proposed 357-acre land exchange. And sounds from the Haines Winter Olympics. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Recruitment for a lands manager and assessor continues in Haines, and Tuesday night, the Borough Assembly will consider hiring the previous assessor on an interim basis to fill the gap. The Haines Assembly meets at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 9th, at Assembly Chambers. The second posting for the Haines assessor position closed late last week. According to Chief Fiscal Officer Gila Stewart, who was acting manager while the manager and clerk were out of the office, says they have received several promising applications. Among them, interest from a Wisconsin man who has more than 10 years' experience as a municipal assessor, as well as knowledge about GIS and other relevant computer programs. In addition, he's previously visited the area with his wife and enjoys it. Another application comes from a former assessor in Petersburg, who's interested in working half the year out of Haines and the other half out of his home in Arizona. Borough officials say this arrangement could work if the borough can have another staff member in Haines year-round. To fill the absence of a full-time assessor in the meantime, the borough proposed the interim employment of former assessor John Wurst for a few months. There are several obligations that need attention, such as the 2010 assessment roll, appeals, and assistance with the Board of Equalization. At Tuesday night's meeting, the Haines Assembly will consider the current proposal to pay an interim assessor $2,000 per week, not to exceed $22,000 total. Wurst, who had a compensation of $1,666 per week when he was with the borough, would pay travel and lodging, and his salary would come from savings from the vacancy in the position for the last 3 months. The Assembly will also discuss waterfront development in Haines with engineers on the project in attendance at the next regular Assembly meeting on Tuesday, February 9th at 6:30 p.m. The Skagway Borough Assembly discussed a proposed land exchange at last week's regular meeting. Manager Tom Smith explains that this was the first public discussion on the issue.
The municipality had received information from the Alaska Mental Health Land Trust regarding a proposed land exchange between the land trust and U.S. Forest Service, and it would be multiple parcels in southeast, and it included a portion of 357 acres here in the municipality of Skagway.
The exchange involves 13 parcels of land in southeast Alaska, one of the smallest being undeveloped land near Skagway. According to the Mental Health Trust Authority, which manages the land, the trade would allow them to use different land near Prince of Wales Island in a more lucrative manner.
The Assembly reviewed and discussed the information that was sent out by the Trust, and what the Assembly is instructed is that a draft letter be prepared for its review at its next meeting. And in essence, there's some concern about the proposed exchange, and that at a minimum we would want to propose that both of the parties involved have and provide for some public input. I think at this point we'll probably wait for a little more research, and I imagine some of that discussion will come out when they take a look at a draft letter.
The land in question is 357 acres that straddles the Klondike Highway and the confluence of both forks of the Skagway River north of town. The Mental Health Trust Authority is a state corporation that uses different resources and legislative funding to pay for the state's mental health program. That program deals with mental illness, developmental disabilities, chronic alcoholism, and Alzheimer's disease and related dementia. Last Thursday, the Skagway Assembly also finalized their capital improvement projects priority list. All legislative requests are due by February 12th.
The Assembly took a look at the CIP resolution that it had passed back last September and reaffirmed that that's the list that we all want to go forward with.
That list is topped by the sewer treatment plant, followed by renovations on the small boat harbor, Port Gateway Project, Main Street sidewalk replacement, public safety building, Lyersville bike path, and Main Street repaving. The 2010 Winter Olympic Games start this Friday in Vancouver and promise the world's best competition in some of the most traditional cold weather sports around. But just a few thousand miles away in Haines, on the Olympic fringe, gold medalists are busy eating the chocolate out of their aluminum medals after representing their country in less traditional, more bizarre sports like human sled pulling and turkey bowling. About 60 or so spectators/athletes turned out for the third ever Haines Winter Olympics at the fairgrounds on Saturday. Tom Ely won 2 golds in cross-country skiing and in biathlon. He's just one of the many local champions who won't be in Vancouver's Olympic Village this weekend.
How does it feel to be an Olympian?
Wonderful, especially in the rain. Rain and slush of the coast, southeast Alaska. We should send some of our wet snow down there. That was a great day, a lot of fun. I remember the second Olympiad. I missed Chip Lindy, though. He was my biathlon competition. I was at the second one. The conditions are also a little soggy, but not quite this soggy. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thanks to the fair for putting it on.
Beneath a rain-shedding pavilion, a colorful skating demonstration opened the Winter Games on Saturday morning at the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds. In Raven Arena, kids' sled dog races and the human sled dog pull put a twist on a conventional winter sport, bridling one dog to one sled filled with one kid each. Some old dogs caught on to the new tricks, while others ran full speed to the finish, whether or not they lost their cargo.
It's okay.
Then the kids gave the dogs a break and tied themselves up to the sleds, pulling each other around the arena.
Racers ready! On your mark, get set, go!
Snowshoe disc golf and racing followed, along with real sled dogging with Jim Stanford, who was just getting into the sport during the first Haines Olympics about a decade ago.
This is a race dog team. These guys train 40 to 50 miles a day. Okay, so these are short loops, which presents a problem for me. They get bored. So they like long trails and they're in shape. What I do is I start in August with a mile or 2 miles. I use a four-wheeler, okay? And by the time I hit November, December, I'm doing about 20 to 25 miles. And then if I have the trails, which can be a problem here, I like to run 35 to 40 mile runs. And if I get them in that kind of condition, they're in shape to do any race there is. They could do the Yukon Quest, the Iditarod, mid-distance races, which is what I've raced, anywhere from 100 to 300 miles. And they do 100 miles a day. That's what kind of athletes these dogs are. Your home dogs are the same caliber of athletes. You just don't use them for that.
And the new Haines Golf Association made their winter debut, offering putting, chipping, and driving competition amidst rain and among snow burns. And that's the sound of a frozen Cornish game hen making a strike in an ice rink bowling alley. The turkey bowling tournament closed Haines Olympic Games before the dwindling crowd headed to closing ceremonies in front of the Klondike, which was serving hot chocolate, hot dogs, and chili. From about 50 feet away, if you squinted your eyes just right, the burn barrel kind of looked like an Olympic torch. Next to it, closing ceremonies honored the rain-soaked Olympians on podiums made from wooden pallets for the burn pile. The other 2010 Winter Olympics starts Friday, February 12th in Vancouver, British Columbia, and ends on the last day of the month. Ski jumping is the first sport of the games, followed by preliminary rounds in men's luge and downhill skiing, women's ice hockey, freestyle skiing, and both categories biathlon and speed skating on Saturday. For a full schedule, see Vancouver2010.com. only halfway through the season, local basketball teams are hitting a busy peak. On Friday, the Skagway Panthers demolished Thorn Bay, the girls winning 64-16 and the boys taking the game 54-32. Then on Saturday, the Panthers had their first games of the week against Klawock. The girls beat the Chieftains 52-33 and the boys lost 54-71. On Friday, the Haines Glacier Bears girls battled Petersburg, losing 53-47 against the Vikings. The tables turned on Saturday when the Glacier Bears beat the Viking girls 35-21 in Petersburg. The Glacier Bears boys played Petersburg Vikings at home last weekend, varsity winning 49-41 on Friday and 58-42 on Saturday. Skagway continues with more matchups against Klawock on Monday night, then Panthers versus Thorn Bay on Tuesday. And the week of basketball still continues with the Panther girls traveling to Craig to take on those Panthers on Wednesday and Thursday, while the boys play Heidelberg on the 10th and 11th. The Glacier Bears play Wrangell this week, boys on Wednesday and girls on Friday. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. If you miss a newscast or want to hear one again, check out khns.org and go to the listen page.